Now the year is 1904, and two men in a Budapest coffee house are about to have a conversation which would alter their lives. And it brings Hungarian music into our story. Their names were Béla Bartók and Zoltán Kodály. And by the time the conversation had ended, they had sealed their shared passion for Hungarian folk music and agreed to undertake a fantastic journey. They traveled around their homeland, away from the cities and into the countryside, with a very early recording machine. They collected local folk tunes sung by local countrymen and women. These were not songs written by the major composers that we have been discovering. They were folk songs, songs of the people. And this was one of the first times that an attempt was made to save traditional folk songs, which were being forgotten. As we learned earlier, folk music could sound very different in different countries and places. Bartók became a music professor, first in Budapest and later in America. A lot of the music that he wrote after his journeys into the countryside was influenced by the folk songs he had collected. However, he also wrote quite modern music, and here is one of his last works, the Concerto for Orchestra, for which he is best remembered.